C. Cover the passage and listen to it.
Ken is not big on watching TV. He believes that if there is a TV program that you want or need to watch, you may do so. But some people are addicted to passively watching TV. Eventually, they cannot get away from the screen. This attitude damages their creativity and imagination. What's worse, they waste their precious time. However, Rakugo and Manzai programs on TV do interest Ken. Rakugo is a traditional comical story in which one storyteller in kimono talks sitting on the stage. The most interesting thing about Rakugo is that the storyteller acts the part of two or more characters in the story. He changes his tone of voice, movements, and posture dramatically as he switches from one role to another. Ken assumes that Rakugo is one of the arts that best conveys Japanese culture, thought and consciousness through the philosophy underlying the stories. Manzai is a comedic storytelling in which usually two people talk. Ken not only enjoys the jokes that they crack, but also enjoys listening to how they deliver the lines. He especially adores the pause, or ma in Japanese, that they make. The Manzai comedians speaking in Kansai dialect talk a little faster than those speaking in Kanto dialect. As a result, they are reluctant to allow the slightest silence. Ken finds that the ordinary conversations by Kansai people sounds quite similar in terms of pacing and tempo to how native speakers of American English talk. Another similarity in conversation styles between these two peoples is their love of making jokes in daily conversation. These characteristics must have led Ken to his affinity for English.